the Mishabura is rolling in Siman Kuf Aleph. We did Sif Beis. We did not do Mishabura yet in Sif Beis. So when a person davens, a person should not just say, just think it, but he has to actually move his lips. He has to express it with his lips, and he should say it loud enough that he should be able to hear himself. Mashmiya. Now, the Zohar seems to argue with the halacha, and that it says it should not be heard. The simple reading of the Zohar means that nobody should hear it, including yourself. So you shouldn't hear it either. The Magen Rom calls it the Ein Raya Mi Zohar. The Magen Rom disagrees that it's not pshat in the Zohar. The Biragra also says that the Zohar agrees that the person himself must hear it. He's just the Zohar is referring to that nobody. You have to be very careful that nobody should hear it. Nobody else should hear it. Therefore, the other chardim, including the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that you should definitely make it audible to your ears. But he had the Kliyama Imamur Balachash Kalkach, Shafil Ozabloi Hishmiya, Yotza, Kim Shemikom Makam, Hotzi Biswasav. Now, Hadjusatzav doesn't mean that you just move your lips and that you didn't force any air out. That's not called talking. Right? It means you're actually pushing out the air, but you're saying it so quietly that even you weren't really hearing what you were saying. So that you'd be Yotza Bidiyavit. Beloi Hashmiya, you should not make it heard to other people. So we learn from Chana that when she davened, she was moving her lips, but other people could not hear her voice. Then the Gemara continues, the Gemara says, this is all quote from the Gemara, a person who says it loud, he davens out loud, people should hear him. It's like he's calling to God, and God never can't hear, you know, quiet sounds, and he has to call the say it real loud. So that's lacking in his emunah. Kilein maimin shekharish boruch hu yishmeh tefilas lachash. Kolam abiyah kolam b'tefilasu. The more it says, the person says it out loud. Hereza minivih ha-sheker. Shedarka litzuk b'kol lavad azor shalem. They would call out loud voices to their getchkas. The more it says, he's mamash in the vih ha-sheker, but you know, it's in some element there's a comparison.
Could we assume that before Chana people davened loud?
Interesting question. It's possible. It's also possible. The Gemara, in a similar type of questions, the Gemara says that it wasn't necessarily that she was mechadesh something which was unique. The point is, it's just the pasuk mentioned it. In conjunction with her, for whatever reason, doesn't mean that she was the only one who was doing it. Hasan Dushmat is it over there.
No, that wouldn't be my proof. My proof would be that Eli thought she was drunk. So he, when he was seeing her moving her lips, he didn't say, oh, she must be davening Shmoneh Esrei right now. So he must have, so this is probably the first time he saw it. So I would assume that before that, people didn't daven that way. Otherwise, why would he think that she was a shikah? Because when you see people today daven Shmoneh Esrei, you don't think they're all drunk. So I'm assuming it based on that.
So there are some unfortunate women like that.
She was the first.
She was the first, and that's where Eli was, assumed that she was a shikaro. There are some who say that it's not necessarily, again, they didn't have Shmoneh Esrei at that point in time.
Right.
Right, they had whatever, you know, so the processes, elements of tefillah, a lot of them are actually learned from Chana, but we don't know what there are other elements of tefillah which she did, which could have made him be confused what she's doing. So it's not 100% right, but that's what the reason to believe like that.
Didn't you read the Urim also? That's what she could. I read something. You misread it.
There's.
He had some other.
There's that's
But the plain shot in the pasuk is, if you look at the pasuk itself without going into Midrashim.
Yes, it takes
a he sees her moving her lips and nothing's coming out, and then he thinks that she's a shikar.
Right.
That was his first reaction. So I in other words, it's something he didn't see before.
Right. Shikara or Kashera were the two options.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but supposedly she was he was authorized to read what's in the Urim.
Right. Vine Berker Yosef Bechayadim, the Chatzil Tzarech Lispala Balachash Kolkach, Shechver Ha'emet Besamach Loi Loiya Yuchal Yishmoya, that the preferred way of doing it is that it's quiet enough that the person next to you will not hear. Kamochim Im Eif Shalom L'Chabin Binyinzeh. If you find that difficult to do, to be able to, you're focusing on that, you're not focusing on what the words mean. Yesh Alasas Binyin Sheyuchal L'Chabin. You should do it, you know, a little bit louder, which will help you be able to mechaven. Achizur shaliyachid lachirim kidakamei. But obviously, it should not be done in a way which you're going to disturb other people. Okay, so lo yashmir kolo zayin. Now, Mishabura continues. The first, if I feel a pesukah zimra, tayav shal lohari mako. Even a pesukah zimra, a person should not say it too loud. Okay, kadosh baruch hu shemei balachash. The Bereshim hears, you don't have to scream. He hears you without screaming. They're not people who would raise their voice extraordinarily. If that's the minhag, it's a minhag. Now, obviously, you'll go to some chassidim and their minhag is to say Pesukah Zimra quite loud. That's what they do. That's what they do.
The whole davening loud.
What?
They do the whole davening loud.
Right.
That's them. It's one group of chassidim.
Okay, now. If a person finds it difficult to be mechaben when it's quiet, so he can daven louder, but as long as it's not in the situation of a tzibur. Belachash, the Taz Kosev, what about the following scenario? Dafim yochol lechaben belachash, abaloi kolkach kemoi bekol. You can fulfill the minimum requirements of kabbana quietly, but you can do much better if you say it louder. So the Taz is Mekel in that situation. He can, when he's not davening with the tzibur, he's davening by himself. He can daven louder. The Mishabura himself is Makriya, not like that Taz. That in that situation, if a person will fulfill the minimum of Kabbana, a person should do so quietly. Okay. So then he's Mutalag Be'a Kerloi. And then we say that like Bia Kala sounds like you're saying it loudly. It's talking about it's saying it a little bit louder than you would normally do, or what people normally do is not sufficient to help him with his kavanah. So he really needs a loud voice. Even that Batsibra is Usr. The Kosh can like Bia Kala. Even to make it a little bit audible is a problem. And obviously, Kavu Charma, to say it in a loud voice is going to be disturbing to other people. So what do you do? If this person is in a situation that he cannot be mechaven until he says it loudly. But you can't daven in shul like that. This is because you have no right to disturb everybody else. So the Be'er Lacha says that he quotes in the Prisha that you should go home, daven at home. You know, Tefillah Tzibur is a Maila, but if you're not being the Yotze Tefillah at all because you weren't Mechavan, you're saying this is necessary for your Kavanah, so you got to do what you got to do.
Shemoneh Esrei.
Shemoneh Esrei. So the Mishavura says at the end that the Prima Gadim says that you know, the whole thing, this whole area is a little bit difficult area because we have difficulty with Kavanah in general. So that a person should say he's going home every day because, you know, people are going to get, it's going to be quite confusing to people. You know, they're going to, like, you know, they'll learn, like, you know, they're going to learn to ditch out davening, you know. Say, well, ditch out davening before the last Kaddish. Say, well, ditch out davening before Shemoneh Esrei ready. Like, you know he also left before Shemoneh Esrei every day, you know, right? Unless he's Mefursim, he says that he's a person that obviously is doing the proper thing and there must be some reason why he's doing it. But the average guy is just saying, oh, you know, Rabbi Rangel is there the day before Shemoneh Esrei, so could I, you know. Let's go out, you know. Okay. Sif Gimel. Yesh Arim Shabarosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Somebody will say that since it's normal on Rosh Hashanah Kippur to daven from a sitter, so the fact that somebody's a little bit louder is less of a, it's going to be less of a disturbance. Most people daven baal peh, so the person saying out loud can really be, can be distracting. You need to have total focus to make sure you're getting your words right. But over here, you have a sitter in front of you, so you can stay focused even if the person is being mashmiya karloi. And therefore, again, mashmiya karloi doesn't mean you're saying it out loud, you're just saying a little bit louder than normal. But obviously, it should not be too loud. It just means you're allowed to say it a little bit louder. That helps you say a little bit more kamona. Sifkat yodalov, I feel a bit zibur, or a kamona to help you be more focused. And you're not worried about you distracting people. People are davening from a sitter. This is all. It's not the preferred option. If you are able to daven b'kavana more quietly, you should do so, even in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Came the Ramah. The Ramah said, even this heter, it cannot be too loud. Yes, me die. Because it's cutting your base. To raise him in the via bow, should never be him by Yikruba Kogodol. If you're saying it in a real loud voice, it's like what the priest of the Avodah Zarah did. Inami. It is said, Vara Yavalbol Echad Mehan Eschaveret. Or alternatively, the problem was that they're going to distract each other and they're going to confuse each other. But the chazan, who's saying it loud to make sure that everybody hears it well and say it, get that it's heard properly, that's obviously correct. As opposed to Shon Esrei, which is niskan to say quietly, the chazar sashat is niskan to say out loud. But if the chazan's goal is not to inspire the tzibur, make sure everybody hears clearly, etc., but his goal is to show off his voice, that's then you know. So why are you saying it out loud? What's that about? Okay. Sif Dalit moves now to a different issue, not the. The levels of sounds, but the language you're going to use. A person can daven in any language. It's preferred to daven lashon haKodesh, Mr. Burrell pointed out, but any language, the more it says, is kosher. Vani mili b'tzibur. This is referring to a tzibur. As a tzibur, they'll daven in a different language. Abba b'yachid, l'yispal elab lashon haKodesh. Yachid should daven lashon haKodesh. The argument behind that is that the malachim which are in charge of the languages of the tefillas to make sure that they're put in the proper place are nizkit to lashon haKodesh more than other lashonos. So you want your malachim to be doing what you want them to be doing. Tzibur, because of the power of Tzibur, does not need the malachim. The yachid, daven to the malach, obviously, you're daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the malach's role, but the malach plays a role in being machthas the tefillah. Okay. V'yashar min dahani milik kishol tzurachov kagan shizpalo al-chayla al-shum tzar shiyesh tov-beisa. It's talking about if you're adding your own extra tefillahs, a yachid should make sure that he says them b'loshon haKodesh. Avotila hakvu b'tzibur. Feel yachid yachal oimer b'chol loshon. The tefillahs, which are the regular standard language, can be said even a yachid can say in any language. Yisham adaf yachid kishol srocha yachal yisham b'chol loshon shiirtza chutz loshon arami. And some say that we got it all wrong. And the Gemara says that the only language that the malachim do not react to is loshon arami. Any other language would be acceptable. There's the first, the Gemara says it's really about Aramis. The first shot is expanding. It's not lav dafka ramis. It means it's not lashon kodesh. And this is saying, no, I meant dafka ramis. The only language is really problematic is arami and not anything else.
Where are you saying this about the malachim?
Mishabur will bring it to Gemara. Oh.
So what did malachim have to do with this?
You know what? We'll see. Mishabur is going to quote it.
No.
Okay. So now, Sivkat and Gimel. Choloshon. Mitzvah and Mubkar, who dafka loshon kodesh? Why am I saying some beis? Some beis. Mishabur Hashem. Mashik Savdu B'Shem Hocharim Mizah. He sends you back to Kriya Shema. That you there are other parts of Tefillah also which can be said in multiple languages. There is an issue by Kriya Shema specifically. We want to make sure that if you're going to say it in English, you have to have a perfect translation of all the words, which is a little more problematic. Okay, we got Ayin B'Shubas Chasam Sefer Arachaim Simen Pei Dalad Upei Vov. The Chasam Sefer has two Shubas. Kamarayas Shechem Kamarayas the Mashi Yisrael is Balav Haloshin Hainu Dafka Bakroy. That the daven in a different another language is not that should become your standard nusach atfila. It means that occasionally you can daven in a different language. Al kvayah b'kviyas tamidis lamech diach sibur lashkiach loshon akadosh legamri say after b'shem wifein ayin shom. But to set up a new system that you're going to be davening in a foreign language, not loshon akadosh, and that's going to be now the new language of the Tefillah. That's not Mutzer. And obviously, the Shuvah was written to respond to the Reform, who wanted to change the language of the Tefillah to the vernacular of the country they're in. And he's saying, because they were basing it on this, you could say B'choloshen. Some service Shuvah is that that's Mutzer, but to make it that's the standard Tefillah of the Tefillah, that they always do that, is not Mutzer. I'm not familiar with the Sefer Divrei HaBris, but what I understand it was written to, I don't think I've ever seen it, to address this issue. I read about it once. One of the Rabbanim of the time basically went and gathered Shuvas and letters from the Gaonim, you can't daven in the vernacular. It's not acceptable to daven, change the language of Tefillah into a different language. That they've changed the language of the Tefillah. A very gross error. Once they're at it, they once they're doing one thing wrong, they might as well do some more wrong. A very gross error. Shadugul habrachas alkibas golius birchus Yerushalayim iracha. They in Germany they stopped davening for going back because Germany is the new place to be. So we don't have to go back to kibas golius or Yerushalayim iracha. Shem shorotzim lahashkiach zichron Yerushalayim. Can rotzim lahashkiach lashon hakodesh miYisrael. And they have a motivation. They don't want to think about Yerushalayim. They don't want to use the language of the Jews. Because they're worried that Chazal said that the Klai Yisrael Mitzrayim was redeemed, which they don't want to be redeemed, because they didn't change the language. So they're going to be dafka change the language, therefore they won't be redeemed. So they're going to get their goal. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmeinu Mideos Abrikursus Kaela Vayin Berlach. So
always have to be careful what you ask for. The people, 4 out of 5 people in Mitzrayim also didn't want to get redeemed.
Right, and
it
didn't work out well for them. Yeah. Didn't work out so well for the Jews who decided that they don't need to go back to Yerushalayim, and Germany is a fine place to be. Didn't work out so well either. Okay, so you can let daven any lashon sheyirtze now. You have to be familiar with that language that you're using it. Now, the Mishnah doesn't mention the requirement which he mentioned before in Sima Sama, by Kriya Shema, he said that you're only allowed to use this language that you want to daven in if that's the language of the country where you are. Besides the fact that you need to understand the language, it always has to be the language which is used where you're living. But if it's just, you know, he and some other individuals are familiar with that, that's not called the language of the Medina. And you're not allowed to daven like that. The Mishnah Berurah over there has, you know, is, he's not sure halacha lemaisa if it's necessary, but over here he doesn't mention it. Halashon Kodesh, Yotze, Afila, Enomevi, Halashon. So, other languages, you only Yotze with that language if you understand what you're saying. Halashon Kodesh, Yotze, even if you do not understand what you're saying, as long as you understand what the first bracha means. One second. Could be the reason why he doesn't say it over here, whereas by Kriya Shema he said it over there. Kriya Shema is a din d'oraisa saying Kriya Shema, and Chazal are now Shema b'chol lashon shato shemei. As long as any language which you understand, you're allowed to say it. But there's a requirement of lashon. There is a requirement of dibur. It's intrinsic to the, so that Lashon requirement is Lashon, so that's not the language of the country, it's not called Lashon. As far as this country is concerned, this is not a Lashon. Shemar Esrei was not a deraisa, it's a Rabbanon. The main thing is that you should daven, so as long as you understand what you're saying, you're doing a process of davening. But they had to have a din Lashon, is lav davka, that whereas by Kriya Shema, there's a requirement to have a din Lashon. That seems to be maybe the difference. Ab Lashon HaKadosh, Yachish daven only in Lashon HaKadosh. Why? So we discussed before the fish ain malachi ashar is kalkim the loshon aramis. They don't facilitate. There's a process the malachim are given to facilitate bringing the tefillas into Kadosh Baruch Hu. They don't respond to a tefillah said in loshon aramis. That's a gemara. Within shal shernus kutzim loshon kaddish. And this sheet of hold that applies with an aramis. It didn't mean uniquely aramis. It meant any language other than loshon kaddish. And the Rambam is the Chiddush, even a Rambam which has elements of Lashon HaKadosh, also they're not Nizkaktu. That's how this Shita learns. So, but any other Lashon HaKadosh, the Malach was not interested. So that's why, so Yachid, who needs, he needs a daven in a way that he's assured of that the Malach will do their job to bring the tefillin where it's supposed to go. He should not be davening another Lashon. But a tzibra, ain't sorry, richem meilitz, shakadosh baruch hu, ba'atzim ha'makabal tefilosim. By tzibra, there's no concept of having this idea of somebody, the malach, which is there to present the case.
I thought the shliach tzibra is the one who takes your isn't that why the shliach tzibra is better daven with full shemona esrei as opposed to the kesher?
There's an Arizal like that. It's not a halachic concept.
So if the Mishnah Berurah holds from that concept that you have malachim bringing up the tefillahs for anybody, why do some Jews have an issue with saying machnisei rachman by slichas? It's the same basic concept.
If you're not, the problem is that you're allowed to daven to them. Is that the we're arguing with that
you're
they exist?
Then machnisei rachman, go bring it up. Do your job. That's what you're saying. If that's their job, he says, do your job.
That's how the theorem says that. That's what it means. Other ones say,
right.
That Badafka, you know, that their job is to bring it in, but your job is to talk to Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Oh.
You cannot, because if you're talking to another power and asking that they should help you, that gets near the world of issues of Dominic, another source.
Uh-huh.
That's the touchy issue with it. Okay, and now some say that this whole issue was only talking about you're asking for a specific type of situation. For example, there's a chaylum, there's a shlobafonov. Now, this is all talking about the chaylum shlobafonov. The chaylum is not hearing, you're davening, you want to daven, so you, it's not this part of the standard nusach. So that's where we have a problem that should be said off in Lashon HaKadosh. But the Mishmur has a Mufanash Akarla, Mutum Choloshim, Jakarish Baruch, Motsi Sham. The Gemara says specifically on this issue, the Gemara says that this issue of saying Aramis, because the Malachim are not Mach, it's the language of Aramis, doesn't apply when you're davening for the Karla, when you're with the Karla, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina, if talking about a person who's really ill, the Shechina's presence hovers there, so you're directly with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you don't need a Malach. So the language is not becomes irrelevant. But Tefillah, which is Kuhl Tzibur, the Kiman that Shetvila Kuhl Tzibur, even though you're bedaming it by yourself right now, but it's part of the regular Nusach, which all of every Tzibur uses. Because Baruch Hu Ba'atzah Pernei Leo, Tefillah Shlo Bezman Tzibur, Shlo Bezman Shlo Tzibur is problem. Even though right now you're not bedaming with the Tzibur, you're not bedaming the same time as the Tzibur, but the Ma'at said this is what the Tefillah Tzibur is, so that's has a different relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not your personal issue, which it's the Tzibur's type of bakashas. So it's really what you're doing, davening Lashon Rabbah, you're davening for the Tzibur. So that's that has the mile of the Tzibur that you don't need the Malachim for that. Then some say, even a Yachid could daven any his own personal needs in any language. The only problem is Aramaic. Daf Yachid. The Shul of the Malachim, Makir Mecholosha, Rakshayim Miskakam LaRabbah, Shemaguna Beinei. The only issue that the more men is that they don't like Aramis because it's in some ways Aramis is a corruption of Lashon HaKadosh. So you speak Lashon HaKadosh, they speak Lashon HaKadosh. Mishumachim Mutaris and Noshim Ispalu B'Shalosh. That's why the minhag has become that women the Chachila will daven. You know, in his time they would daven in Yiddish, they would daven in other languages. That's not a problem. Based on the Shita Arami. And on that, the Gemara says that the problem is simply Arami. The Gemara says that Tzibur doesn't have the problem. But Tzibur mutar apelosh and Arami. But Zeh osheh shaber maaz shaber yukamperkun urik shmei but Tzibur b'chadoyma. Ufizah mispalo b'beisa en yochol ar mishum yukamperkun. So you, if you're davening by yourself, you would not be saying any of the paragraphs of yukamperkun. Not the first one, not the second one, because they're in Aramaic, so you wouldn't say them. And the third one is talking about this kahal. You're not with the kahal. You end up saying none of the three paragraphs. Now this also applies in slichas, the paragraphs which are in Aramaic. If you're davening b'yichidus, you would skip those. You would skip those paragraphs.
The siddurim that I'm familiar with, they tell you not to say the second you come perk on b'yichidus, not the first. The first you say.
Right. So that's call it incorrect. That's incorrect. Where they're coming from is the second you come perk on is talking about the tzibur. You're not with the tzibur. The third paragraph is talking about the tzibur. You're not with the tzibur.
Right. But the
first paragraph was talking about the chacham over there.
Yeah.
Right. So that's why that's where that argument came from. But the Mishnah Berurah is saying that it's a separate issue over here. The language is an issue, and really that's how the Mishnah Berurah paskens. The language issue applies out to the first paragraph as well.
Mm-hmm. You've seen siddurim that say not to say any of the yukum perkins.
I think the Zarskol says. I mean, I don't necessarily haven't necessarily been eyeing it. Fine. Mishnah Berurah, he brings the Shari and says you don't say the second one and the third one paragraph. Mishnah Berurah causes Shemichidus and Amram Shum Yukon Perkin. So he brings both opinions.
Oh, okay.
Okay. He says it's the Shari Ephraim. So there you have it. Simon Kuf Beis. So the law is that Shemon Esrei, because of the element of the Shekhinah which is there, so you have to give respect to the place where a person is up in Shemon Esrei. He's standing in front of the king. You have to give him space. And also, obviously, you shouldn't be walking too close by, which is going to be distracting to him. So both those elements are true. So Chazal came along and said like this, Osir, Leishe B'Sechar Ba'Amashel Mispalo. A person cannot be seated within 4 amas of a person who's standing in Shemon Esrei. That's true. Beim lefanav, beim in a studen, beim laacharov. Whether the person who's davening is in front of you, behind you, or to the side of you, doesn't make a difference. Tzarich laharchak arba amas. You need to move over four amos from that person before you're seated.
What happens if you're sitting there before him?
We'll get to that. Okay. If you are davening, you're davening other parts of the overall tefillah, not Shemoneh Esrei. Tefillah Perkei Zeh Mekamen, which really is, in a certain sense, it was put into the tefillah as a limud, not as a tefillah. Now that's part of the it's part of the Seder HaTefillah, Seder Tzarech HaHarchik. Then you do not need to distance yourself because you're also davening. Some say that it's lav dafka davening, but even if a person's learning, so that's the element of being involved in the Dvar Hashem. So that's also called that you're involved. You're not ignoring the tefillah. You're busy doing something similar. But that leniency of Isipatera doesn't apply, it only applies off to the side or behind. And this minion says, Bechlal, this idea of four amas doesn't apply, connect. So the Machmirim says, even if it's in the person's davening's line of sight, even if you're far away from him, but that's still Osir. And even if you're davening, not only you're davening, you're the same creation, which is called the Malchus Shemayim, you can't be seated. Let's see the next two sifim. Yesh v'shar mashim, yesh v'tzad ha-mispal v'cholush is mutter. The person is weak, or it's difficult for him to stand up, and it's obvious to people that he's not standing, not because of lack of respect for the Shechina, because he's weak. So that's not a problem. If the person who was seated was there first, he was seated first, and then the fellow stood up next to him, you're not mechuyav to stand up. This fellow was sort of invading your space. But it would be proper. That's a strong word. Would be preferable, would be praiseworthy that a person should stand up under those circumstances. Okay, let's hold it here.